is he singing to put anybody down? We're just trying to be friendly. Come and watch you sing and play.
Oh, yeah.
We're the young generation, and we've got something to say.
So, now, are you doing this because it's Monkey Monday?
Yep.
Monkeys Monday, that's for you, Esmeralda, because we know how much you like the monkeys.
Thank you. I'm just saying, it's 4 a.m. now. You only played one.
I know, but during the movie reviews, we have the themes that we use for the whole movie review segment.
I know.
We'll have to do it on a different day. Because on Mondays, we you know, the bumps for the movie review segment are pretty much set in stone.
I think Dan should maybe do a remix of some sort.
A remix?
Just a thought.
I'm just interested into what other day of the week is Monkey's going to work into. Meds Day? I love Meds Day.
Meds Day?
It's a new day.
Monkey
We've
Meds Day.
We started a new day.
Monkey Meds Day. Oh, man. Yeah, monkeys. Those guys are the best.
They are.
You know what I like the most? When they run really, really fast.
Into rooms?
Into rooms and stuff. And they, you know, their heads pop out of buckets and stuff.
Right.
That's it.
And they dress up as people. Oh, and when Davey, that was always my favorite, when Davey would get the stars in his eyes.
Yeah.
That was always adorable.
Yeah. Davey Jones.
It's like, he's in love again.
Davey Jones, man. You know, he saved Marcia. Marcia said he was going to come to the prom. Nobody believed her, and then he showed up.
Twice.
Twice, that's right. He was he went to the prom twice.
In the real, in the movie, and in the show.
Yeah. You know, those movies are funny.
They are. I like them.
They're funny.
They're good soundtracks.
And I went in with a real negative attitude because I'd never really liked the Annoyance real live Brady Bunch thing that you guys are too young to remember. You know, that's where, like, Jane Lynch came out of. Jane Lynch played Carol on that here in Chicago.
I could see that. That makes sense.
And Melanie Hutzel, she did Jan, and then she ended up getting SNL out of that, and then essentially just did every one of her characters was Jan Brady. So, but I never really liked it because I just thought it was, you know, they didn't do anything but verbatim. They would just do episodes. And now granted, the people that did the imitations were pretty great. But it was like, you know, how, I don't know. It just seemed, but it, listen, it took off. That's what pretty much put the Annoyance on the map was that. So when I went to see the movies, I was thinking, oh, man. But then they actually wrote scripts. They wrote, like, pretty funny scripts for those movies. And don't even get me started on Gary Cole. That was when I first, when I was like, wait a minute, Gary Cole, because you know Gary Cole from Chicago. If you're from Chicago, you know Gary Cole as a tremendous actor, a great stage actor, and mostly did serious stuff. He was on that show. Did Steve and Johnny ever talk to you? Dan, this is years after the show aired, but I'm assuming Gary Cole had been on with Steve and Johnny a couple times.
Yes.
And Midnight Caller had to come up.
It was before my time, but there's a very interesting picture circle, like, early 93 of them holding hands next to the board.
Yeah. Well, that was when Midnight Caller, he was on this TV show called Midnight Caller. And it was about a guy who worked a late shift on the radio. And it was pretty great. And I remember him being on Steve and Johnny's show a few times because, you know, we were talking about Midnight Caller. We talk about Midnight Caller all the time. But at that time, Gary Cole was always considered like just the serious actor, like a serious, you know, actor who did like Mammoth, and he worked with Steppenwolf and Remains Theater, you know, and then all of a sudden, like, the Brady Bunch movie comes out, and he's brilliant in those movies doing the Robert Reed thing. And then, what, you know, Office Space comes out, Talladega Night, the Dodgeball movie, him and Jason Bateman are the only funny things in Dodgeball. And that was at a time, when that Dodgeball came out, that was pre-Arrested Development. So it was still at a time when Jason Bateman was, like, kind of has been child star, not really adult star. So when Gary Cole and Jason Bateman turn out to be the funniest thing in a movie with Ben Stiller and Vince Vaughn, you know, it's like, wow. But yeah, Gary Cole, man, he's just the man. the man. So, anyway. How'd we get into the, how'd that happen?
Davy Jones,
Brady
Marsh.
Bunch.
Oh, Brady Bunch. There you go. See? Brady Bunch, Davy Jones. See? All right. All right. Well, it is. Well, we are doing a TV segment. See? That works. Now, the last time that Dan challenged Esmeralda and I to a trivia competition, I won. I would like to let everybody know. And we discovered, of course, the incredible, brilliant programming television knowledge that I possess, and the fact that I personally am responsible for Friends being successful. It's funny. I'm responsible for that show being a success, and I think it sucks. And I don't like it.
But you know what the people like, so you just went with that.
I knew what people liked. Yes, they're wrong, but I know what they like. I was looking around at the WGN Plus and that Craig guy who used to produce my show.
Yes.
He's got that binge thing that he does, yes. The binge me
thing. You've binged talent.
You did the Quantum Leap, right?
I did Quantum Leap and we did Christmas episodes.
And he currently, I believe, has one up there that's like, it's Friends versus Seinfeld?
Correct.
Okay. How is that even a competition? I mean, really, seriously. How do you even have a competition?
Well, there are some who would say Friends was better than Seinfeld.
No, well, they'd be wrong.
And also, I would think a conflict with you, just because one is the one you made. It's like your child.
The one you love.
Right. No, the one I love is not the one I made. The one I love.
No, I know, versus the one you love.
Yeah. But I would hope that you would have some sort of emotion towards the one you made.
Not really. Not really.
Just leave it out in the cold.
Now, do they get compared because they were on at the same time? Because they're like 90s shows?
I would imagine. They were, you know, they were definitely
Thursday
that
night.
Crossover.
Yeah. They were the Thursday night must-see lineup. But outside of that, there's like nothing they have in common. Right? Well, four people living in New York, I guess, right?
I mean, Seinfeld, they all are friends.
Well, I don't know. But I don't know if they're friends with anybody. I don't know if the characters in Seinfeld could actually be what the real definition of the word friends. I don't think that applies to anybody. Anybody who's ever been on Seinfeld.
I would imagine there's something if we want to go deep, like both were statements about the time they were living in. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
For the sarcastic crew, like a show about nothing literally being a esoteric take on nothing at all, whereas like people who were maybe a little happier during those times and like growing up and enjoying life,
right,
we're enjoying, you know, six group of good-looking people goofing off. And
maybe age has something to do with it.
And they're both water cooler discussions, I would think.
Right,
the next day.
Yeah, the next. Oh no, I'm not. You know, yeah, absolutely.
We're just trying to justify it to Nick.
I just don't. I mean, I just don't see. To me, it's just, well, and I created Friends, so it, you know. But to me, it's, you know, like, oh, let's we're gonna have an argument about what's better, Seinfeld or Friends. There's no argument. The argument would last a millisecond. How long does it take to say the word Seinfeld? Argument is done. Argument over. No, I mean, that's it. No, but listen. No, I'm not going to listen. No, but see, Friends did. No. Shh, we're done. Here it is. What's better, Seinfeld or Friends? Seinfeld. No argument. Done. Thank you for coming. Good night. They're not even in the same league. And I created Friends. And I can admit that. You know, it was originally called Six of One. Did you know that?
That's why I heard that on the radio.
Did you hear that on the radio? Okay, now here's the deal. We got a break. When we come back, Dan, explain to everybody what we're going to do.
I will provide a character name, a TV character's name. You will shout out their catchphrases, and we'll see who gets more correct.
Okay. You, Esmeralda, you look a little confused by this one.
Not confused, but I'm just like, oh, man, how many do I actually know?
Well, we'll find out.
Ugh.
How many of these catchphrases did I invent? That's the question. Because, you know, smelly cat, that was me. That was me.
Here I thought you were being, like, creative when you created your bit about being inside the mind of a cat, but you've just been sitting on it for 15 years.
Exactly, man. What's Joey's catchphrase? How you doing? How are you? Where are you?
How you doing?
Yeah, that was me.
Do you really like sandwiches, too?
I do. Does he like sandwiches?
Yes.
Okay. Well, who doesn't? This is a character trait on that show? This is the writing on that show. There's a guy who likes sandwiches.
Is that why you left?
That was it. I left, man. Wait a minute. This is a character trait? This guy likes sandwiches? God. Every character on Seinfeld likes sandwiches. Every character on Seinfeld. So what does that mean?
I see him storming off the set, throwing the script in the air and being like, Six of One is still a better title, and slamming the door.
Yeah. Were you there? Were you secretly there taping it? Because that's exactly what happened. I went after Kevin Bright. Because sometimes I'll see the end of Seinfeld, or I'll see the end of Friends because it's on before Seinfeld. Right. So I'll see the last part of it. Isn't it Kevin Bright?
Or was he Eastman?
Eastman Bright? I don't know. Doing a little research now on the guys that I knew. I knew those guys. I should remember their name, considering I worked with them and almost had them fired.
Well, it's just been so long.
It is. I tried to put that period out of my mind, considering I was working on a show that sucks. I was very upset. Right.
You, Kevin S. Bright, Marta Kaufman, and David Crane.
Those guys. I smacked them all around.
If we go to the first episode, in little letters, there is Nick DiGilio in there.
That's right.
In the credits.
Very, very tiny.
Fun fact.
Yeah. They still owe me money. All right. So catchphrases, that's what the quiz is going to be about. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio. It's Monkeys Monday. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute, man. People coming in here and messing with the board. Yeah. That's better. Thought somebody came in and took my reverb, man. Not cool. All right. It's Nick DiGilio here. My dad's going to be calling in a little bit to tell a joke because it's a jokey time. But now... the gauntlet has been thrown down by Dan Shagrew. All right, Dan. Now, what's the setup here? You're going to give us a name of a character, a TV character, and we have to name his or her catchphrase.
Correct.
All right. Now, how are we going to do this?
We'll do ladies first.
Okay.
And then we'll go round robin. If you cannot identify the character's catchphrase, we'll go to the other person. If they can do it without prompting, they win the point.
Okay.
If the second person can't do it without prompting, we'll start the list. And
like the multiple choice list.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Now, what if a character, and what if a character has multiple catchphrases?
I will tell you it's not that one and give you a second chance.
Okay. All right. Because you know that there are many characters that have multiple catchphrases.
Yes. This tends to be the most famous.
Okay.
Catchphrase they have.
All right. And it's the character, not the actor or actress, the actual name of the character.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Esmeralda, you're going first.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Fraser Crane.
Oh, man.
That's a tough start.
I don't remember. Nick? Scrambled eggs.
Wow. I wasn't even aware that Frasier had a catchphrase.
All right, here's multiple choice. God will get you for that. How you doing? Just one more thing. I'm listening. Esmeralda?
I would say just one more thing.
I'm listening.
I'm listening.
Okay. So that's one for me.
Yes. Dr. Sheldon Cooper.
I don't even know who that is. Oh, wait. That's the idiot from the Big Bang Theory, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going first?
Yep.
Bazinga.
Correct. Esmeralda, tattoo.
You know how I know that? I'm sorry. You know how I know that? Because of the commercials for the show on TBS. Yeah. Because that show is horrible, and I've never seen an entire episode of it.
Esmeralda, it tattoo from Fantasy Island.
The plane.
That is correct.
Okay, 2-1.
Bart Simpson from The Simpsons, Nick.
Me?
Yes.
He's got, like, all right, iCarumba.
Nope. Another guess.
I'm guessing again?
Yes, you got another guess.
Don't Have a Cow?
Nope. Esmeralda?
Eat My Shorts, correct. Man.
Wow. Okay, we're tied.
Johnny Olsen's from The Price is Right in Esmeralda.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Go on, Nick.
Come on down.
You know.
Come on down.
Oh, because he's the announcer.
You're the next contestant on The Price is Correct.
The Walton Family.
Me?
Yes.
Good night, whoever. Good night, whoever. Good night, whoever.
Yes, that is correct.
Ending with Good Night, John Boy.
Ending with John. Yes.
Okay.
Esmeralda, Regis Philbin from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. It's a gimme.
Oh, wait.
It's a gimme. Come on.
He almost said it.
Yeah, because it's the wait. Because he just says on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Right. But his catchphrase on it.
No, I know.
Fun fact, Nick DiGilio tried out for this show.
I did.
No, I don't know.
Nick DiGilio?
I don't know that man.
Your guess, Nick?
Is that your final answer?
That is correct.
Oh, yeah.
I did try out for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Obviously, I didn't get it. Mm-hmm. I didn't win.
At all?
No.
You didn't even get up into the...
No, I went to the... You know where they held it? And it was the movie version.
Like, and all the questions were win? Movies.
No, I didn't. And
wow.
And it was held at, you know why I was distracted? Because it was held, what the hell is the name of the place where those idiots come out on horseback and you eat?
Medieval Times?
Yeah, Medieval Times. It was held at Medieval Times. That's where the audition
that
was held.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, I've never told you this the whole story?
I didn't know the Medieval Times part.
Yeah, they held it at Medieval Times like 11 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday.
And what was your problem? Like, what was the...
I don't know. They had, like, questions. They had, like...
No, but what were you distracted by?
Because it's Medieval Times. You know, I kept waiting for idiots to come out on horseback, and I wanted a chicken leg and a wench. And none of that happened. We weren't wearing crowns. We weren't screaming. No Jim Carrey wasn't there. You've seen Cable Guy, right?
Yep.
Esmeralda, have you seen Cable Guy?
Yes.
I think that movie is awesome. I really do. And I believe it might be my favorite Janine Garofalo role of all time is her as the wench. In Medieval Times, there was no silverware. So here at Medieval Times, we have no silverware. Oh, but they had Pepsi? Come on, dude, get off my back. I got a lot of tables. All right, where are we now? What's going on?
It is you, Lieutenant Columbo from Columbo.
Just one more thing.
Just one more thing, correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Esmeralda Kojak.
Who loves you, baby?
That is correct.
Nice job.
Nick, Barry Stinson from How I Met Your Mother.
I don't. You know, you can't even give me. All right, you can give me. No, well, Esmeralda.
No, Esmeralda. Gets Esmeralda, yeah. Chance to
steal.
Wait.
Oh, hold on. Hold on.
Is that Doogie Howser?
It is Doogie Howser, yes.
Oh, wait a minute. Now I know. I think I know.
Go ahead, because I don't know.
Wait, let me try. Is it like, it's something like legendary or something along...
It's going to be legend, wait for it, dairy.
Oh, so I got
it.
Okay.
Esmeralda, Jan Brady from the Brady Bunch.
Marsha.
Nice. Oh, Nick, Ralph Cramden.
All right, well, here's the thing.
Just go with your gut, man.
No, I know. Well, he's got a big one too. The catchphrase that is attributed to him is usually very misquoted. I mean, he's got a lot of them too. He's another one because he's got the hum and the hum and the hum and the, I know that's not it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say bang zoom.
No.
Okay.
You get a second chance here.
Oh, I get a second chance?
Yeah.
To the Moon, Alice?
Nope. Esmeralda?
Hmm. I was going to go with that one.
Oh, now I got it.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Baby, You're the Greatest?
Baby, You're the Greatest.
Oh.
All right, one more before we go to news here. Esmeralda, Donald Trump from The Apprentice.
You're fired.
That's correct.
Wow, that was a good.
Is that a good Trump?
That was a good Trump. Okay, all right, we got more catchphrases coming up. But first, we have to take a break here, and we got the news coming up right after this on WGN.
Cheer up, Sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen?
Yeah. Monkeys Monday.
Yeah!
All right. Esmeralda seems to be very happy on Monkeys Monday.
I mean, you did the hits. I would have one more deep cuts, but that's okay. It's your first Monkeys Monday.
It's your first Monkeys Monday, Dan. She's going to let it slide. That you didn't play. She's very upset you didn't play Listen to the Band. As...
yeah, Pleasant Valley Sunday.
There's always next week.
Valerie.
That's a jam.
The Porpoise song. I mean, that's a bit of a slow.
I like Listen to the Band. Listen to the Band is one of my favorite Monkey songs. That's
because it's got that guitar.
That's a total Nesmith song, right there. So, all right. Now we're doing quizzy quiz, and then it's going to be jokey joke time. Maybe you think Skaggs could write a quizzy quiz song? I think Skaggs could write any song.
That's true.
By the way, I've been getting some nice response to the insane Jason Skaggs kids reading corner with a Christopher Walken perspective. Yeah, so we have to wait for a second here so Esmeralda can get from the newsroom here to Studio A where I do. What's going on, Esmeralda? You were leaving.
I just walked away, but I didn't unplug my headphones.
You're too busy jamming out to the Monkeys.
I wish she would have. I mean, I didn't even see her recoil. I didn't even see that. She could have not even said anything.
Yeah, it's a lot of give on that.
Yeah. It's not like she got her head yanked back and she slammed into the wall like in some sort of crazy slapstick kind of motion picture. So we've got, thus far, we're doing this. Dan, you are quizzing us on catchphrases. You are naming a television character.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to... The thing is, we have to answer with the correct catchphrase.
Yes.
All right. Right now, Esmeralda has 5,
mm-hmm.
and I have 8. So Esmeralda has 5, I have 8. Whose turn is it?
Esmeralda got the last correct question, so it will be.
Yeah, I have 8. You have 5. What? You think I'm cheating?
No, I can't make up that.
Yeah, I mean, like, we should, like, whenever we do this, we should give, like, Esmeralda +2 automatically.
Okay.
Just because, you know, you created friends.
I did create friends.
You literally get paid to watch television and movies. So
that's true.
Naturally, yeah. You're a little bit more
knowledgeable. Speaking of getting paid to watch television, are you as excited about this OJ People versus OJ Simpson thing as I am?
No.
Oh, I can't wait.
I mean, I'm interested.
I told Schwimmer to do it, by the way.
Back in
1994 when I was working on Friends.
22 years from
actually
now.
Before OJ allegedly killed anybody. Sorry.
That's when he was working at
he was still working
Ed DeBevics.
He was Ed DeBevics.
Yeah.
Oh, Schwimmer. I thought you meant OJ. I was like, wait a minute. OJ never worked at Ed DeBevics. Are you kidding me?
No, Schwimmer.
Yeah, I know Schwimmer worked at Ed DeBevics.
Oh, also, you have an advantage because a lot of these are older television
Thank you.
Shows.
I appreciate that. That's nice.
Just going to say, a lot of them, I wasn't born yet.
Yeah. I wasn't born when The Honeymooners was on.
I'm just going to throw that one out.
Okay.
Yet the one that wasn't on when you were born is your favorite TV show.
It is my favorite TV show, right.
Natural.
That's right.
Lucky here.
Hey, is the, wait, hold on. Is Fred Sanford on there? You're not going to say
no.
Are
Fred
you?
Sanford is.
He's
not
now. Come on now.
I mean, they're just 25. They're just,
we geez. Named it. We named it an entire segment on our very popular entire segment.
But that wouldn't be his.
You big dummy.
I wouldn't think so. I would think it'd be the other one.
Elizabeth, I'm coming to join you.
Yep.
It's the big one.
I would think so.
How about I'll take your face, stick it in some dough, and make me some gorilla cookies.
How about that one?
I think you have to petition to make that one.
I think that's a good one.
I mean, I think you at least
I could
once.
Take some tracing paper, put it over your face, and draw me a moose face.
Oh my God.
That's what Fred would say to Esther.
Oh.
Welcome to my castle, your ugliness.
He's so mean.
He's the best ever. Well, she would go, "Won't you shut up, you fish-eyed fool?
You heathen." He was a heathen, fish-eyed fool.
He was a heathen.
Amen. Sucker. Okay.
All right. First up, Nick DiGiulio.
I'm up? All right.
Flo from Alice.
Kiss my grits.
That is correct.
Now, you knew that, right, Esmeralda?
I did, but I wouldn't have guessed it.
Okay.
When you said it, I went, oh, yeah, that is it.
Well, you were real young when Flo was on. Really young. Or Flo. That was her. That was the, they did have a spinoff. Flo did have a spinoff. Okay.
Lieutenant Commander Steve McGarrett from Hawaii 5-0, Esmeralda.
You arrest those people.
That's very
surf's
close.
Surf's up.
Surf's up.
Except for the surf's up part. That first part was
Hawaii.
Real close. Right, Dan? That first
that
part is real close.
It is very close.
You said, what did you say?
Let's surf's up.
No, before that.
You arrest those people.
See, yeah, that's pretty much almost it.
That is pretty close to it, actually.
It's Book 'em Dano. But it's,
oh,
but,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
But
see,
that's the same
that,
thing.
Not, yeah.
Okay.
Nick DiGilio. Arnold Jackson from Different Strokes.
Now, it's what you're talking about, but is it Willis?
It is Willis.
Because he says it, you know. Okay, but what you talking about, Willis?
Yes.
You knew that one, right, Esmeralda?
Yes.
Of course.
All Esmeralda.
Right. I remember that scene where he, with the bicycle shop owner, and he took his
everybody
shirt off.
Goes back. Anytime Different Strokes is mentioned, anytime Different Strokes is mentioned in any capacity, the child molester bicycle owner was played by Gordon Jump, if I'm not mistaken.
Because it was ingrained into my head.
Gordon Jump
don't
from WKRP. As God is my witness, as I thought turkeys could fly, that guy was like the creepy dude. Hey, Arnold, why don't you take your shirt off? You and your friends take your shirt off, and I'll let you ride a bike. All right. What? Yeah, Mary's looking sorry. All confused. I looked up at the screen, and Mary looked completely confused.
So what's my next one?
What's the next one? This is Esmeralda, right?
This is Esmeralda, yes. The robot from Lost in Space.
Oh, danger. Danger, Will Robinson.
Very
danger.
Good.
And you and like Esmeralda, whenever you say that, you do have to have your arms flap
around. Yeah,
you got
to flail.
You
got
to flail your arms around.
I told you, you have to do the voice.
Okay. It's 11-6, by the way. This is the score.
Another one right in Gillio's wheelhouse. Ed McMahon from The Tonight Show.
Here's Johnny.
That is correct.
Oh, I thought it was the other one.
What's the other one?
Or is that just from the SNL bit?
You are correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Phil Hartman.
Oh, man.
You, sir, are correct.
I'm really.
Yes.
Esmeralda. Emeril Lagasse from Emeril Live.
Bam.
And not only, and again, I wish we had a camera in here for Esmeralda.
You gotta do the hand thing.
Because she did do the spice
you
being
really
thrown
to.
On top of the, bam, or the garnish, or whatever he's throwing.
That was our spice.
It always was, it was his essence.
Yes.
Oh, wait, now hold it. Now, you don't have to write that one down for, well, he already did write it down for Straight Out of Context, I'm pretty sure. But that was what he called his spice mix. Essence.
Yeah.
You could buy. I have a jar of it at home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure, it was just him.
Hello. What the hell is. All right.
Maud from Maud.
God will get you for that, Walter.
God will get you for that.
Oh, I
don't
know. She had a. Yeah. And I've watched a lot of Maud.
She was great.
Not that enough Maud.
That show was great. I like when they had the British nanny, Mrs. Naugatuck.
Oh, yeah, I remember that episode.
She came in after, now, wasn't it? That was a whole series.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, because Flo left.
Oh, well,
Florida
I remember.
Left because she went on to Good Times.
Oh, so I saw the part where she started.
The part.
She just started.
But Mrs. Naugahyde was on there. Yeah, Mrs. Naugahyde. She was the crazy, the British woman with
yeah,
the high hair.
She wanted her
hair.
To leave.
She wanted Naugatuck to leave?
Yeah, in the first episode, and she gets convinced to not.
To stay. Okay. All right.
Archie Bunker, Esmeralda.
See, now that's another one. There's like 20 of them.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Okay.
Oh.
There's like 20 of them.
I don't remember. It's about being stupid.
It's about being stupid.
You clunkhead. What is it? Oh.
Clunkhead.
What is it?
I think we should give it. It's clunkhead.
Oh, man.
It's clunkhead. I like that. You clunkhead.
You clunkhead.
What was it?
Well, there's a couple of them. He called a lot of people different names.
Right. Well, I'm thinking of when he would talk to his son-in-law.
All right. He would talk to Mike.
Mm-hmm.
You got the head part right.
Right.
There's something before that, and it's not clunk.
Well, clearly I don't know.
When you order a steak, what is that? What is or ground beef?
Meat, oh, meathead. You meathead.
Hey, look at that.
There you go.
All right.
Mm. All right, we're running out of time here. Right. So rapid fire here. DeGilio Urkel from Family Matters.
Did I do that?
Seriously.
Fred Esmeralda, Fred Flintstone.
Yabba dabba do.
By the way, her feet are spinning around above the ground.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Captain Picard from Star Trek The Next Generation.
Oh, man. Resistance is futile?
No.
Make it so.
Make it so.
Wow, I wouldn't have got you could have.
Make it
man.
So,
Esmeralda,
two.
Joey Tribbiani.
How you doing?
There you go.
See, she's catching up now.
And that actually completes the quiz.
Oh, it does?
Yep.
All right. It was 14 to 11. I win.
Well, if I would have gotten the Urkel one.
Sure.
I get all the ones that you clearly know. And the one that I clearly know.
But obviously, though, the one you just got one that I created.
Oh, the How You Doing?
Yeah.
I think that was later in the series when you were gone.
Doesn't matter. No. I had given him that note years earlier.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I also told him to take the, back then I said there will be a show called Episodes. You should do that show.
So wait, are you just a fortune teller?
Oh, I know what's going on.
You just throw out and be like.
You're a soothsayer?
Yeah, you just
I'm a television soothsayer.
You just told him Episodes.
Episodes.
Just remember that.
Remember that. Don't do Joey. Do Episodes.
Did not listen to you.
Didn't listen to me. What show was a spectacular failure? Joey. What show was a hit for him? Episodes.
But what if he had not disregarded your advice? Would he have not done Episodes if he had not done Joey?
Right. It's the journey.
Well, part of Episodes was about him, but a lot of Episodes was about him doing Joey.
Oh, see, there you go. So you were wrong.
No, I was right.
Well, no, because you told him not to do it.
But I knew
anyway,
Episodes.
Why are we discussing this?
Thank God your
Nick
dad's
DeGilio,
coming up.
I love the fact that like I'm taking credit for a show I can't stand. I am. Isn't that weird?
Just because you can't stand it doesn't mean you can't write for it.
That's true, because I think a monkey could write for Friends. So, yeah.
Davy Jones?
Oh, wait a minute now! Gotta save that. My dad's calling in. All right. My dad's calling in for a joke because it's a jokey-jokey time. Something actually funny is going to happen on the show now.